Broward County, Florida, crashed into an apartment building Monday morning. Sheriff Gregory Tony tells us two people were killed.
A lady in her home died in this injury, in this tragedy. The second of which is one of my firefighters. We lost one of our captains today who was on board serving this community.
A college student was fatally shot by mistake.
A University of South Carolina student was shot and killed when he apparently tried to get into the wrong house near the campus in Columbia. 20-year-old sophomore Nicholas Donofrio was from Madison, Connecticut.
No word yet if any charges will be filed. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled, was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married, should've known we'd never get far.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Lafayette. This is 105.7 CFW.
Seems to go nowhere, and I'd love
This is 105.7 CFW.
Just like your favorite summer mixtape, but you don't have to thread us with a pencil to keep that tape nice and tight.
Oh, good.
It's 105 Days of Summer Fun on 105.7 CFW.
So slashed and torn.
This is 105.7 CFW.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, baby, say you love me. 5, 6, 7.
Sending our eyes. rise and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, any isolated showers or sprinkles ending, we'll see mostly cloudy skies. Winds turning to the northwest, and by sunrise, we'll be down to 61 degrees. Morning clouds will give way to sunshine, but we'll have a persistent haze in the sky thanks to wildfire smoke. High 76. It's 66 at our studios.
CFW.
Maniac, maniac at your love.
1057
CFW.
Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. The Valley's fun music. CFW.
Had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long.
other's hand, cause receive and understand the urgency.
After hit, after hit. The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Don't you?
1057 CFW.
We'll be right back.
1057 CFW. Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
1057 CFW.
Traveling in a fighter combi. On a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where men go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. So
1057 CFW.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane preparations are underway in Florida ahead of Idalia. Governor Ron DeSantis.
There's a hurricane warning in place for the entire Gulf Coast of Florida from Sarasota County all the way up through Franklin County in northwest Florida. So the impacts potentially can be very, very far and very, very wide.
It's expected to make landfall tomorrow. UNC Chapel Hill was locked down for hours yesterday after a gunman shot and killed a faculty member. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
CBS News has confirmed that the suspect taken into custody is from